what's going down, y'all. Thanks, Rob. It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Time to play the worst. It's the worst things in society. We complain about the worst things in society for prizes, and we've got good ones. We've got unique ones tonight, Pete. We have a three-month semi-private training membership, including unlimited training every day and an athletic evaluation at Redline Athletics in Buffalo Grove. What?
Wow.
That's awesome. That's like a three-month semi-private training membership. There's so many questions I have right off the bat about that. But that's great. I want that. Why don't I get that?
I'm sure you could.
Yes.
Come up with something.
I got stuff to do. Also, there's a play at the McKinnich Arts Center in Glen Ellen. Also, it's Lou Malnati's. We've got a lot of stuff. 312-981-7200. We will give away prizes to the best worsts of the night. In studio tonight, our panel, and I'm very excited to welcome two newbies to the worst. Denise Medina is one of the cast members for the Cates Ensemble, a great comedy ensemble here in Chicago, stand-up comedians. They're going to be at the Improv in Schaumburg. That's a big deal.
Yes.
On October 12th, 7:30 p.m. They also got Cates U classes, the big classes to learn how to do stand-up comedy. You can get all that stuff at thecates.org. Denise, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
All right. And also, Denise Rodriguez, she is the producer at Los Locos Comedy. She's all, which is this Saturday, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
This Saturday, 8 p.m. at Karen Marie Salon in Bucktown. You can go to loslocoscomedy.com. Janice, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We psyched. You ready to go?
We're ready.
All right. Let's do it. 312-981-7200. Let's start, as we do every week, with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
The book selection at these little free libraries. Are you familiar with these little libraries that are sprinkling your neighborhood?
Yeah, right, the little kiosk type
thing. Yeah, where, you know, you put a box up and throw your old junk in there.
Right.
Have you ever looked in one of these?
They're
terrible. You got the no spin zone and erotic novel. It's like
What do you expect? And then make it better for your neighbor.
I was looking for, like, the Samantha Irby book.
Right, that's not there.
No.
All right, well.
Up your game, little game. Free library.
Free library. All right, that's a good one. 312-981-7200. All right, Denise, you want to start us off? What do you got for the worst?
Oh, what do I have for the worst?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going blank, but I have a lot of worse things. When you're the last person to use the car,
mm-hmm.
and actually, when the last person to use the car leaves it on empty, and then you go to drive, and you're in a hurry,
and
you have no gas, and you have to stop, and
that's so
you're
going to
be late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, I'm the one that does that to my husband, so that's how I know about this.
Denise, I thank you entirely because I figured out what I've been saying for the last 3 hours. I've been saying I had a great worst from vacation and I couldn't remember it, and you just jogged
was that
my
it?
Memory.
Yeah.
No, but it's car related. The worst is when gas stations give the price with the car wash.
Ooh.
And that's becoming the trend, like the idea that it's $2.50, you know, and then they have the little thing that says with car wash. The idea that like gas station trickery is the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Like, come on, really? Are we in a game in 2017 where you got to trick us?
Yeah.
It's gas.
Yeah, that's right. That's not a good thing.
It gets me mad. Yeah. I just get mad about that. I that happened. I'm rarely have I ever been tricked by that.
And you can't get away from that.
Yeah, and it's now the Shells are doing it. It used to be just like kind of like one gas company's thing, like a Mobil, where you're like, oh, those Mobil guys, they're different. Now Shell's like, we're going to do it too. And you're like, no.
They open the door.
They open the door, right?
That's it.
I get so angry about that.
And it's all small print.
Yeah, it's $2.77.
And it's too late.
Across
the
board.
You already have the pump in the car.
And like, what's your option?
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
What are you going to do? Are you going
to
take the bus?
It always gets me for just a second where I'm driving. I go, $2.53?
What a deal.
It's so cheap out. Wait a second. And they got
Lies.
Me. They get me.
They get all you every time.
All right, Janice, what do you got for the worst? What do you got, one?
The worst is when couples sit next to each other on the same side of the booth.
God, I hate that.
That's bad. That's bad.
That's the worst.
That is the worst. What's going on there? I mean, I get it in some cases. If I guess I've done that.
Have you?
I feel like I've done it. I feel like I've done it, but it's always been because it's like this is just a better scenario for what we like. If it's small plates or maybe it's booze, I can't remember what it is. There's one scenario that works.
Yeah, trying to make out at the table.
Yeah, that's not the scenario.
I don't see where that would work. Yeah, that's just. Right? You're just out to prove a point. You're just trying to show everybody, oh, look at us. We're so cute. We're so together. We're so...
No, I think it's more that...
He's all like, it's the Tomlins.
No, it's the
I don't know if I believe you.
It's the elongated rustic table.
Right, that's
there
that,
you go.
That's the restaurant's like, we got this from a cool shop out in the woods.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's a cool table. And you're like, it's yes. not... And now I'm all the way across the way. So like you end up saying the same stuff.
So can I add to that? Yes.
Yeah.
Communal seating is also the worst.
Oh, especially when they're like these two, and you're just like, it's right in the middle of everybody, and you're kind of going thigh to thigh on somebody. It's no, I don't like that. Yeah.
It's always like a pricey restaurant, a special evening. You're like, thank you.
If I wanted that, I'd eat on the L.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man.
This is a good one. 3708 says, staying on the gas station trickery. Can we just drop the stupid 0.9 cents?
Yeah, what's
like? Are where are we at? He's so right, Rob. You might be a winner on that one. Well, where are we at? It's 2017. We have that much disdain for the people that we're gonna like. You know what? Let's make it. Let's put a 0.9 cents on there.
Like we're not gonna know.
Yeah,
we're not gonna know.
Like I feel like at what point is there like a gas station constitutional convention where they all get together and they're like, you know what? This worked in the late 70s. Doesn't work anymore. Everybody's onto us. Let's just get rid of the car wash and a 0.9 cents.
It makes you wonder what else they're pulling on you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to have to look into this.
See, we're on the same page.
We're doing it.
All right. 312-981-7200. We got worse that are coming in. Text. You can call as well. We will continue the worst right after our break. Stay with us.
It's going down.
All right, playing the worst here, 312-981-7200. Denise Medina and Janice Rodriguez in studio tonight. We are picking your worsts. The best worsts are going to get a prize. And we got some cool prizes, too. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Beth. Beth, what's the worst, Beth?
Toilet training a toddler.
Yeah.
It's bad when they do it, and it's bad when they don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so explain, like, you just had a bad experience with it?
It's bad when they do it in the diaper, and it's bad when they don't.
Right. I'm trying to remember, my son's older now, and I'm trying to remember, like, I feel like I've blocked it out. I feel like there was a fake toilet you put on the, right, there's a fake toilet you put on the real toilet, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, no, then there's a little potty that they can sit on the floor, and then you have to clean it out.
More work, extra work.
I'm more interested. I mean, I like that one a lot, but I'm also interested. I saw a video that says you can train your cat to go in the toilet.
No way.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. There's like a video you can order and the whole thing to like train your cat to go in the toilet. And I'm like, that's amazing. That would save so much money,
so much
in the environment, so much all that kind of stuff. So
unless you have a picky cat who's like, this isn't clean enough. I'm not going in there.
Will they teach the cat how to flush?
That was my next question. I
would be okay if the cat it didn't flush, and then be like, geez, and then you'd flush. You'd be like, it's better than anyone.
Scooping,
do you have
right?
cats? Pete's got a cat, so it's like, it's that the kitty litter thing is it's kind of a disaster. It's always a disaster.
Yeah, it is.
There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't have a cat anymore, but yeah, you're right. It was a disaster. Yeah.
If you
Big
could,
mess.
if there was a video. And it was an easy thing to do to train your cat to use the toilet. You would
do it
in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would share that video with everyone, and then I would teach people how to train their cat.
You're going out business.
I would.
Yeah. Entrepreneur here. Yeah, no, I have no cats and no kids, so I can barely handle my own poop. So you guys just keep this discussion. I'm going to step away.
708 says the worst are people who bring bikes and strollers on the L.
Isn't there a limit on how many bikes you can bring? Like, I always worry, I'd like to do that, but then what if I'm the bike where they're like, no, we have enough.
The bike space is taken.
Yeah, then what do? I've got, like, an hour drive on the train, so what do? Just, like, wait?
Yeah, and I just don't feel too comfortable, like, on the bus where they put rack it on the front of the bus.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's just inevitably what's going to happen is the bike's going to fall and the bus is going to run over it.
Right.
Right.
And what about divvy bikes? Can you put the divvy bike on the bus?
Have
you ever seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Do people do that?
I think because of the slant. I don't think.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's look into it.
We'll have to check it out.
Jeff from Crystal Lake says the worst is the Cook County sweet drink tax. What's next? Salt tax? Yes.
Yes.
That's next. Well, that is an interesting story. Not for the worst, but just they're ramping it up on both sides. They're putting more money into ads.
I just saw one today.
Yeah, ads on both sides. Bloomberg's putting money in. Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, this is his big pet project.
Oh, yeah.
He goes out of his way to explain why it is important to have a tax on soda because soda causes obesity.
But does that make people stop drinking soda?
I don't know.
It just makes people mad.
Yeah. And drink more soda.
Yeah, but maybe.
But then they put vodka in the soda.
Maybe.
See,
maybe you're so mad that you forgot to drink that Diet Coke, so it all works out.
I don't know.
That Dr. Pepper. All right, 630 says the worst is being shamed at a gas station for trying to fill my own tank in a rental car in Jersey. Because it's not allowed in Jersey. In Jersey, it's full service only.
Oh.
I don't believe that. Is that true? I mean, I think maybe it is. I mean, this person knows better than
I. I didn't know it was maybe the town they were in.
Yeah,
I don't
think
it's like a state thing.
Maybe it is.
Well, what if you're kind of a helper and you just want to like do your own thing and you're kind of like helping out, you know? How is that being shamed? That's just wrong. That is the worst.
Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what's the worst, Glenn?
The worst is buying something at one of the Oasis at $2.94 and finding out why it's half price.
I
bought some hard-boiled eggs that were half off. And they weren't too good.
You're buying at the Tollway Oasis a hard-boiled egg at half price?
No.
That's awesome.
They were half price off. I figured, I'll save a couple.
Glenn, are you kidding me, man? That's awesome.
There's tons of red flags here. Tons of red flags.
They were terrible. They had slime to it.
Oh
gosh.
Can we talk about cat poop again?
Glenn, that's awesome. That's the best.
That's like buying. Japanese food? Sushi.
At
a gas station.
No, what you did was worse. You bought a hard-boiled egg at half price, so they already knew that there was something wrong with the egg, at a Tollway Oasis.
Hey, I'm pretty awesome, Glenn.
That might take the cake.
I've really been hungry.
You're in the running, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Glenn.
Okay. You're welcome.
That's just awesome. What is that?
Of all the things when you're hungry,
why would you do that?
You could get a candy bar. You could get like
chips. With preservatives in there.
There's a lot of garbage you can get at those places, but they'd be like, oh, the eggs are half off.
I'm going to be healthy today. No, you're going to be dead
really
tomorrow if you
though?
Eat this.
It's
pretty bad.
That's awesome.
The eggs are really healthy. They're delicious, but.
It's just the slime that'll kill you.
I love it. I just the thought process. Rolling into the Oasis being like,
What time was this? What did you say? What time was
right.
this? Was it like 1:30 in the morning or something?
First of all, I love the fact that any place that sells eggs is like, you know what? Before we throw it out at half price,
we're not worried about
a red sticker on it.
Just see what happens.
They're not worried about lawsuits from Salmonella or E. coli or anything like that.
Any sort of produce or perishable that goes to half price, you got to wonder why.
It could have been worse, though. It could have been cheese, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but again, like if you half price cheese, you would question that,
again,
wouldn't you?
Red flags, guys. Red flags.
Any sort of dairy, you would question a half price, like a clearance.
The clearance section
of clearance eggs. Tag on a dairy product is not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good
That's
idea.
That's awesome.
I have had the Walgreens sushi, I have to admit. I've eaten that.
Well, the Walgreens across the street, that's a go-to.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them have like food, like real food. Yeah. I have had the sushi.
Was it good?
It was. I mean, I didn't die. I'm here.
All right. There you go. 6312 says the worst is guy liner, male eyeliner.
Unless you're a rock star.
Yeah,
well, who else is doing it? I mean, it's a dress-up thing. Are people putting guy liner on just to hang?
I don't know.
Not anybody to hang out with, but, you know.
Maybe it's coming back. Well, Halloween's coming, so maybe. I don't know.
630 says the worst is anybody who buys a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree with that. I would eat, if I see a hard-boiled egg on a menu, like at a breakfast place, I'm like, let's double down on that one. I want to try it out. I like the one. Yeah, I like that.
Well, I'll get them from Starbucks in the little protein packs that they have in the morning. Yeah, that's a good breakfast.
Another one, though. You're buying an egg out of a Starbucks.
But they come pre-packed, and they're in the refrigerator with all the pretty fruits. And
there's no
half-off
stickers, so you feel
like
it's safe.
Yeah, there's no half-off. You're probably paying a lot.
312 says, Pacers at the bus stop. Pick a spot and marry it. You're making me edgy.
Pacers?
They mean like someone walking back and forth. Like somebody's just like too antsy, checking their phone, walking around.
They should just keep walking. It's not like get to where they need to go.
It's not going to come any sooner, so just meditate. Just calm down.
All that walking, they could get to where they need to go probably. Right? They just go.
Oh. Stressing me out.
Get a skateboard or a scooter or something.
Yeah, now here come all the texts that say state law in New Jersey, you cannot pump your own gas, any gas station.
Hmm. We learn something new every day.
Didn't know that.
NJ, Garden State.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. so many references to the hard-boiled egg that are coming in. 630 says the worst is any pet in a stroller. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, especially if it's in a little outfit.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little pacifier or something. I don't know.
Somebody tricked me. We went to go bend over and like say, oh, your baby. And it was a dog. Uh-huh. And I started laughing so loud. Like, I couldn't help myself. We were like mortified and just, and the lady was like offended and the husband was embarrassed. And I'm like, you let her do like, oh.
Well, unless it's a little kid, then I think that's cute.
Right.
If you see a little girl or a little boy right. pushing their pet in a stroller, it's like, oh.
No, this was a grown woman. This is like a grandma.
Well, yeah.
I'm kind of, yeah, I feel like.
I felt sad. It was a little sad.
Maybe she just couldn't carry the animal. I don't know.
All right, 312-981-7200. We keep going here.
It was like a teacup. It was like 2 pounds.
847 says the worst is when you see every other driver on the road holding their cell phone. Hashtag sad. Oh, yeah. Hashtag on a text. Good job.
I love it.
That's true. And then
like they're holding it, like they're talking on it, or are they just holding it?
I assume they're holding it like texting and things like that.
Yeah, texting and driving. People are doing it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
And then I'm probably going to be the one getting into the accident because I'm watching everybody do this. Hey, you, stop. Put your phone down.
It's a gaper's text delay.
Oh, I know.
You guys should cover that in traffic.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The worst is being blamed for something you didn't do wrong, like a restaurant blaming a food delivery person for an incomplete delivery.
That's very specific.
That's delivery a people shouldn't right open the,
it's also I don't want to make a big deal about it, but we just had in the last hour a guy who was put in jail for a murder he did not commit for 21 years. Oh. So the idea of the worst being blamed for something you didn't do wrong, like a restaurant blaming a food delivery person for it's you know,
yeah.
The contrast,
yeah.
We'll have to
it's okay. You'll get your chip, your tip next time. It's fine. Attention.
Yeah, and then 708 says, keep in mind and don't judge the poor guy buying at the Oasis. Us truck drivers don't have many choices. We can't fit through the late night drive through windows.
Mm. Which are also a healthy choice.
Yeah, I guess. You can't pump your own gas in Oregon either.
Oh, yeah. Let's start a list here.
Things, I know.
Yeah.
By the end, we're going to have it all mapped out for us.
I wish there was a law that said you can't clean your own house. Like, that would be really nice. I would like that.
That would be good.
Let's work on that.
815, this one right before we go to the news. The worst is dog owners that refer to themselves as mommy or daddy.
Hey, now. I am a mama of dogs.
Do you say
I'm a dog mom.
Do you say mommy?
No, I don't.
Do you say dog mom?
Dog mom. I'm a dog mom. No, I really don't.
Pete, someone says I'm their daddy.
No.
That's extra creepy.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I think I've been called.
It might be different to be like, is that here? Yeah, but.
Like, I'm not walking our dogs and.
Yeah.
Take that a step further.
Yeah.
And celebrate the grandparents of dog parents.
Yeah.
You know, they like get like freaking birthday cards and they got the bumper sticker on.
Pet Grandparents Day.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a proud grandparent of a Labrador. That's great. Good for you.
All right, we're playing the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We get the second half coming up here after the news. Dave's on the line. We got people texting in.
What's going down?
Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst, where we complain about the worst things in society. Four prizes. We got some fun stuff. 3 month semi-private training membership to Redline Athletics in Buffalo Grove. We got a pair of tickets to the 39 Steps, which is a Alfred Hitchcock play at the Mack Center in Glen Ellen, and also Lou Malnati's gift certificates. All that to give away tonight for the top three worsts. In studio, our panel tonight, Denise Medina. She's part of the cast member with the Cates, which will be at the Improv in Schaumburg on October 12th. It's at 7:30. Also, the Cates U, the university.
Yeah.
Classes start back up. You can find out all that information at thecates.org. Also, Janice Rodriguez in studio. She is the producer of Las Locas Comedy, which is on stage this Saturday, 8 p.m. at Karen Marie Salon in Bucktown, laslocascomedy.com. All right. We got to the second half of the worst. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what's the worst, Dave?
Hey, Justin. Hey, people who clip their nails in public.
Oh, that's gross.
You know, I mean, this was on the red line. It's happened to me before.
What?
I'm sitting down reading a magazine, and you just know that familiar, you know, snapping, clipping noise.
I can't believe that.
And you've heard it before, and you can't tell these people anything because they're usually disturbed. Anyone who does that in public,
right.
You know,
disgusting.
And the nails flying left and right, they don't care. And, you know, especially if you're sitting right next to them and you got food or something. And,
oh, that's so gross.
You know that noise.
Yeah.
It's so familiar sounding, but they'll do it anywhere in the dentist office.
Dentist office.
Yeah, like what's the hurry? Great. Like why?
Public
why can't
park,
you?
Which I guess it's okay if there's some distance between them.
No, it's not okay.
It's never okay.
It's
a private thing. Do that at home.
Bathroom.
Well,
ideally, but you know. We gotta deal with the world and the people that live in it.
Yeah,
so,
I guess you're
you know.
Right. All but right, thanks, Dave. That's a good
that
one.
Familiar sounding noise. It can be anywhere, and you're like, oh no, who's it? You know.
You know what's up? Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
take
thanks,
care, everybody. Bye.
He's right about it. You don't know what they're gonna do either. I remember one time I was living in my in Ravenswood, and I was sitting up on the third floor. I think I've told this story before, but sitting up on the third floor, and I was out my window. Just kind of observing the neighborhood, and these two guys kind of looking around, and they decide they're going to pee.
Like right there.
Right there on the sidewalk / alleyway, right? And I just go, hey, what are you doing? And the reaction is so priceless. Instead of them like zipping up and running or being like ashamed, they didn't, I mean, barely zipped up, and they just pointed up, and they go, how do we get up there? Let's kick this guy's butt. They went to the door downstairs, and they started rattling it and pointing at me like, how dare you interrupt our pee, our public pee? And I was just like, what happened here? How'd they get so aggressive?
How did you turn into the bad guy here?
I know. It was a bit,
I was just, Ravenswood was so rough.
It was rough. It was so fun. They were so like,
street
they
there.
Were so cartoonish. They were just like, we're going to get you. Like, how dare you tell us
they
anything?
They shook their hand.
Well, tell us what to do.
Right, so that,
man, wanna, at least you guys can.
Right.
The beauty of being a man.
All right, here we go. This is a good one. 815. Yeah, right?
Anyway.
It would have been a better story if it was a woman who was doing that and then got mad. Oh, how dare you tell me to stop?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Buzz me up.
815 says, the worst is when you're a server at a restaurant and your customer, quote, accidentally takes the signed copy of the credit card slip with them. All you can do is close the checkout to the amount of the sale, and any tip that was supposed to be given is now null and void. Oh. Ooh, that is a great worst.
Oh,
if that's
bad.
Your job and that's a deal and you just, and someone, I mean, she says accidentally
like in quotes,
but is that a scam?
Oh. Accidentally on purpose. I've heard that from people. That's why you should tip in cash if you can.
I don't know. Maybe people are just confused. Do they really not know that they're taking the wrong copy?
Yeah, I mean, I would think like you go through. That's a lot of work to fake a scam.
Yeah, and then what if you want to? I mean, you want to eat there again, right? Now you can't come back because people are.
Well, they didn't. I mean, the idea that you would fill it out and sign it and do the whole thing like here it is, and then be like and I'm going to take it too. That's too much work. Just don't do any of the work and leave.
Yeah, that sounds like a mistake.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, oftentimes I'll run into that. You'll be at a restaurant and you're like, which one's the merchant copy? Which one's the customer? You know, it's like it's confusing.
I need my reading glasses. I can't see.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put the customer copy on top on X, you know, or the merchant copy. You know, I don't know. It's like
too much paper. I'm at the point now where I just don't even take any of it.
You get,
sign something and I walk out the door and I'm like, just fleece me.
I know, and they give you like four receipts now. They give you the one copy, then a make a copy, then one just an extra. that's right. sitting there.
Listen to us giving people the benefit of the doubt.
I know,
this
we're
is the
so
worst.
Positive. Listen to us. Let's be negative, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 608 says the worst side effects described with each new miracle drug will change your life. Caution, side effects may include loss of balance, psychosis, vertigo, heart attack, kidney and liver failure, impotence, and or sudden death.
Well, I'll take my chances with the whatever it is that ails me.
There was one I saw a commercial just the other day, and I just caught the tail end of it. It was like, I think it was on Hulu, because it was one of those that like I just was seeing the little round ad in the corner. And it was one, I don't even know what it was for, but the side effects was like a Saturday Night Live skit. It was like paralysis, possible coma. Like it said possible coma.
Oh, my
God.
I
was like, call your doctor immediately. You're like, I'm in a coma. How do I call? Like, I don't know.
Oh, no. How does that work?
But it does help with my gout.
My gout, right. Just keep the swollen joints. It's fine, guys.
Jeez. Anyway. Yeah. All right. 312-981-7200. More on, you know, it's illegal to pump gas. Got it?
Again.
All right. We got it. Worst people driving with a pet in their lap. Yes.
Oh.
I like when the dog gets out the window while the person's driving.
Oh, I don't like being behind people who do that because I'm afraid that the dog is going to fall out and I'm going to run him over and it's going to be traumatic.
Yeah, see, that's, you and I, we're seeing how we're different as humans because my interpretation of that is I'm afraid that dog's going to like jump down by the feet and mess up the controls of the car.
And we're all going to die.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned about the dog.
Dog's safety.
Aww, I'm more about the dog's effect on the driver.
Well, I mean, who are these people? Are they like evil villains, you know, petting the cat on their lap while they're driving? I mean,
they can't wait
who do they think they are? CeeLo Green on The Voice? What is this?
That's ridiculous. I don't know. When was the last time he was on The Voice?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good reference.
That's probably the last time.
That's old school. I like that.
That's probably the last time I watched it, though.
There we go.
You know?
I had a friend who rode an elevator with CeeLo Green. That's all I know. But like at one of the New York like hotels where it was like 70 floors.
Oh,
so it was just a quiet 70 floors with CeeLo Green.
I'm a fan. Don't turn around. Can I pet your cat?
847 says the worst is finding a blow-up doll in your deceased grandmother's closet while cleaning out her estate. Mm.
That's not the worst. That's the best.
Oh,
that'd be great. Grandma was getting it on.
With a blow-up doll.
Maybe she had parties. Who knows?
Oh, God.
She could be selling all that stuff.
I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah.
Pictures or didn't happen. I need proof.
Keep digging. Maybe you'll find the pictures. Yeah.
Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, what's the worst, Chuck?
How you doing tonight, guys?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. Hanging in there.
Okay.
Great words for me has got to be when you're at a restaurant and you have like a family of four and they're all on their cell phones and the parents are not paying attention to the kids and the kids are pulling out their cell phones, showing each other different videos or whatever, and it gets more obnoxious when you're sitting next to them.
Ugh, I can imagine. Yep, that's the worst.
Yeah, that
thanks,
Charlie.
Whatever happened to a family sitting there and having a good conversation and focusing on each other?
What happened to the family sitting there in silence, miserable with each other?
Exactly.
I remember those days.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, thank you.
I prefer my parents ignored me.
Exactly. That's totally what it is. What happened that we all seethe in our misery together?
We have to talk to each other. Yeah, no, the phones are actually kind of great, though.
Yeah.
Because you're a mom. Like, the parents love the phones. Cause
here,
they're like,
take the phone. Yeah. Leave me alone. Right. I couldn't get a babysitter. Daddy and I want to have some quiet time together.
Yeah.
Keep it down over there.
Yeah. I do. And I had a funny story where one time I was in a restaurant with my son. And I was on my phone while he was sitting there. And he was doing crayons or something. And a woman walked over and said, you know, you could get off your phone. I think she pulled that at Wishbone, yeah.
Not her business.
And I was just like, oh, man, I feel like... And her husband was so funny because it was an older woman. And her husband is just like, oh, God. She's Kathy, come on. It's not... You don't have to police the world. Like, that's the vibe he was giving. Like, what did I tell you?
Yeah. Stay out of people's business. He just wanted to sit there and do crayons. He's like, please, Kathy, shut up.
I know. I was just like... And I was like, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm looking at nothing. And I was like, you're right. Thanks, Kathy. 312-981-7200. 810 says people on mass transit who take up a seat for their belongings. Yeah, that says I want to fight you. Like, I want to fight you, world. I'm in a fighting mood. If you put your backpack on a seat.
Put it on your lap.
When you ask them, like, can you move that? And they kind of give you an attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
are you the kind of, are you all the kind of public transit riders who get really aggressive when someone sits on the inside of an aisle and there's an open seat on the window and they're like, excuse me. And you get past the person because you know what they're trying. Like, they'll put their bag on that seat.
To try to save it.
For whatever reason. Yeah, and they'll sit on the aisle so the window seat's open. And you walk up and you're like, excuse me, need to get in there. And you, like, force the issue. Are you guys those kind of riders?
I am.
Yeah?
And I, like, put my butt right in their face as I go by.
Excuse me.
Don't even get up. Let me enjoy this.
Yeah. I'll go up to a person. There'll be multiple seats open on the train. And I'll make them move their bag just because I don't like the way they go about their business.
I just don't like you.
Yeah, you're right. So who's looking for the fight? You or the person with the...
I'm not looking for a fight necessarily. I'm teaching a subliminal message.
Watch out, because it could be just like the Ravenswood Piers, where you make, hey, can move... What? Yeah, get him!
Follow me to my stop.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. 312-981-7200. Playing the worst. Stay with us. All right, wrapping up the worst here. 312-981-7200. All right, Denise Medina in studio, Janice Rodriguez, two comedians in town. We'll give the shows they're going to be involved in coming up here in just a second. All right, 708. All right, this is where we get to the... I feel it always gets to, like, the end of the hour, and you get to the more naughty section. It's after dark, right? I feel like we're after dark.
It's almost also 11.
Every kid's in school now, so right. It's like a thing. 708 says, the worst is going to work in the morning and finding an empty condom wrapper near my desk.
Oh.
It's terrible. That's terrible.
The cleaning people.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Put that stuff in the garbage, man.
Right.
Yeah, it's the idea, like, I work, someone will clean that up.
At the minimum.
That's the minimum. Rude, right? Or, I don't know.
Don't
maybe,
do it?
Maybe don't do it at work.
Right, just saying.
949 says, the worst is when your friend doesn't know how to cook and pours cold water on your freshly cooked spaghetti to rinse it.
Oh, yeah.
What is that specific?
Super.
Right now, the friend's listening going, was I supposed to do that?
I was trying to be helpful.
I remember one time, this is a long time ago, that I was dating a woman and it was... I thought I'd be really romantic and I'd cook and I cooked spaghetti and it was just awful. Like, I did a bad job on spaghetti, right? And she came over and she whipped up like this nacho thing that was like awesome and the whole thing. And I was just like, well, I'm 20. Like, it was just the most 20 moment of my life. I'll never forget it. I just remember that being like, wow, those nachos you made were like almost professional.
Yeah.
Like, and what I made was just like, I didn't even cook it right. Like, I didn't even cook
just
pasta
ball.
Right. I made a bad
with some Prego.
I just made bad pasta.
Mm-hmm. Did you get better? How do you make it now?
Nah, I just stopped doing it.
I just gave up. And
yeah.
That was it.
Nah, I just rolled
it. Only Olive Garden
yeah,
for
exactly.
you.
518 says vapes. They look so stupid. Like sucking on cutlery. That's good.
That's a good one.
312 says, I helped clean out a late friend's apartment. Disposing the adult toys was breathtaking. Wow. 630 says, when people say milk instead of milk.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
I fall into that.
My husband does that.
My pillow read. There's a couple, you say pillow like 25 times. I said pillow at least four times in that thing.
Or pillar.
That's a whole different thing. Pillow. Milk. Yeah. The worst, 815 says, people who lick their fingers at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, that's
who's
disgusting.
Doing that?
And where is an all-you-can-eat buffet?
I don't know. Right? If you're watching, then go up and say something to them.
Yeah. But who's doing that?
Like,
anymore.
In the line?
I don't know.
I agree. Because most buffets, you're not grabbing with your hands anymore. Like, you grab with, like, a spoon for the Jell-O.
Yeah,
are you talking about the Jell-O? Like, like, I'm thinking Old Country Buffet.
That's what I'm thinking.
Was
old school.
The best.
I know. I'm saying, where is it? I'm really genuinely.
Yeah. All you can eat pudding.
Oh, my
just
God.
Nonstop pudding and Jell-O.
She can see me. Why am I doing this? I think I'm on TV.
There was a time. I remember we were in the middle of Illinois, and I was living in Chicago, and there was no Old Country Buffets in this area. Mm-hmm. And my friend was from Peoria, and he's like, oh, we'll go to the Old Country Buffet. And we walked in that place. I was like, this is the best restaurant. Ever. In the history of man. The idea that you can go back and get more was all
taters.
New to me. And so I went on a rage for like 2 or 3 years going to wherever there was an Old Country buffet. I tried to eat there.
But did you call it OCB?
I didn't, but I should have. Yeah.
Was that just me? Okay.
We went to a hotel for my wife's birthday, and I thought I had bought a special package that included a kind of access to this club level place where you can go and nice view you know, Lake Michigan, what have you. And we go up there. I'm like, oh, this is great. They have, you know, beer and they have, you know, all sorts of snacks and food. And oh, this is great. You know, like having like four beers in like 10 minutes, you know, just because you can. And then you realize it's on the honor system. They do. They had an honor system thing where there was like a sheet at the beginning of the entrance where you write down
what you're going to eat,
how many drinks and what food.
I think I'll have four drinks.
What food you have, and then you turn that in, and then they charge you to your room.
So did you try to be? Did you?
I went about half. I went about half.
2 Amstel lights, whatever the Amstel light price was. Is what I was thinking.
When you're all up there and you're thinking you're getting everything for free,
that's
man.
Crazy.
You're just going. I don't even like nuts. I'm just eating. I'm just shoving them in my mouth.
312-917.
What hotel was this?
Right, I love the honor system. Yeah. This was the late '70s.
Right, was that it?
Right. All right, let's see. What else? All right, we're almost to the end here. 214 says, binge watching my kids. It's too much. I need a break. Oh, there you go. All right, and then let's see. Okay. This person says, yes, they leave nothing if they filled it out at all. This was they were talking about the check. And the last one we'll do is the worst is the ubiquitous use of the word amazing. Everything performances to potato salad.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I'm guilty of that.
Do you take the A as long as you can? It's amazing.
Yeah, I do. Amazing. Everything's amazing.
Yes.
Like in one like Instagram post, I used amazing 3 times. I'm like, okay, stop. I actually went back and I had to get off the source.
My crutch is, I'll say love it. Like
that's a good one. I like that.
That's my response for email. That's for social media, whatever it is. Love it.
I think I overuse the word awesome. Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
But everything is awesome.
Yeah, it is. But now I love it.
You know, it's awesome.
And it's amazing.
Yeah,
and it's
awesome
amazing.
Amazing. The spelling of turquoise.
It's so specific. I love it.
I love it.
See, now you got me doing it.
The worst is when you send your husband to buy a washing machine and he buys a dishwasher instead.
Oh.
Come on.
That's, it has to be specific.
That's
then.
Divorce material. That's just right to the lawyer.
It reminds me of when I had a friend who had money who was supposed to go buy a snowblower, and instead he came home with a bunch of cats.
That'll happen. I see the logic in that.
Yeah.
I'm following. I'm doing the math on that one. Uh-huh. I think I know how that kind of plays out.
Like you go to the store for one thing and you get something else. Yeah.
All right. Wrapping up here. Denise Medina is part of the Kate's Ensemble. They're going to be at the Improv in Schaumburg, October 12th, 7:30 p.m. You can also get the Kate's U classes. That's U for like university. Thekates.org. Janice Rodriguez is the producer of Las Locas Comedy. It's this Saturday, 8 p.m. at Karen Marie Salon in Bucktown. What's the address on that?
1859 North Milwaukee.
Mm.
Go team.
Karen Marie Salon. Yeah. 1859.
We turn it into a comedy club.
1859 Milwaukee.
I've seen the transformation.
Oakley in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know where Razu is?
I do.
Right across the street.
Yeah. Isn't that not too far from where the teacher's store is at?
Right next door.
Is it right next door?
Yeah. Do you go there for crafts?
I have. No, just I think I went to get like school supplies.
Oh, there
you
go.
It was fun because it's a cool store.
There you go.
Take my
son
there.
Business.
Yeah. They have a video online where they transform the salon into a comedy club, and it's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. So Las Locas is at Karen Marie Salon up on Milwaukee and Bucktown, laslocascomedy.com. All right. Here we go. Top three tonight are going to get the number one's going to get the 3 month semi-private training membership, including unlimited training every day and an athletic evaluation at Redline Athletics in Buffalo Grove. Kids can train like a pro athlete using the same fusionetics science that college and pro sports teams use. Details at redlineathletics.com/Buffalo Grove. Wow. Second's going to get you a pair of tickets to the 39 Steps, playing September 7th through October 8th at the Mack Center in Glen Ellen. Buffalo Theater Ensemble's production, based on Alfred Hitchcock's 1935 thriller, is a fast-paced whodunit farce packed with 50 outrageous characters played by four actors, complete with death-defying finale. Get tickets at 630-942-4000 or at themac.org. Or you get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, so third place tonight is going to be on the text. 847, you got the pizza. The worst is finding a blow-up doll in your deceased grandmother's closet while cleaning out her estate. Ooh, all right. Second place tonight is going to go to our main... Well, actually, you know, second place is going to go to Dave. Dave said the people who clip their toenails or any nails in public.
Yes.
Yeah.
That deserves it.
And then first place, I don't think there's any doubting this one. And I can't thank you enough for calling in with it. Glenn is going to get first prize tonight. The worst is buying half off... clearance rate hard-boiled eggs at the Tollway Oasis. So Glenn's going to win tonight, getting the number one. All right, Denise. Janice, thanks so much for being in. It's great. Can't wait to have you guys back.
I'd love to come back. This is so much fun.
All right, so fun. All right, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn.